Hi, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, your audio guide on all things guinea pigs. I'm your host, Sam, and this week we're going to talk all about long-haired guinea pigs, because I think it's fair to say they are cool, they are super funky, they definitely are amazing to look at, like hair goals, why not? So obviously I want to dedicate an episode to them and all the extra care that they require on top of kind of short-haired guinea pigs and the basic kind of guinea pig care, because they do require a lot more care than I think people are aware of. So obviously long-haired guinea pigs, super cute, you know, flowing locks, funky hair, you name it. But like I said, they do require a lot more care, which obviously if you have one, you'll be aware of this. But if you are considering getting one or are hoping to get one in the future, then obviously I want to make you aware of the extra care they require so that you can obviously plan for it, factor it in, and just think whether you have the time or the attention in your life to obviously provide them that extra care, because it is quite time consuming, I will warn you that. So long-haired guinea pigs basically need a lot more care. So in this episode, I'm obviously going to share all the long-haired guinea pig breeds there are. I've got kind of like an extensive list. I hope I've not missed anyone. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a definitive and extensive list online, so hopefully I'm now creating one in this episode and blog post. I'm going to obviously detail all the extra care that long-haired guinea pigs need on top of and further to obviously the basics that a guinea pig needs, and obviously on top of like short-haired guinea pig care, because these are going to be only the extras. I'm not going to, you know, whole podcast is full of guinea pig care advice, so check out all the other episodes. And of course, splattered throughout, I'm going to give you lots of my experience having, like, currently I have two long-haired guinea pigs, but being a fosterer as well, I've seen quite a few. I think I've not quite seen all of them, but we've seen definitely a good chunk of different breeds at Popcorn and Piggy HQ over the years. So obviously I'm going to give you lots and lots of advice from a long-haired guinea pig parent, as it were, because there might be some things that you don't know about until you've actually owned a long-haired guinea pig. So that is what we're going to go through in this episode. Okay, so let's start out with a description of the main long-haired guinea pig breeds. I will have an accompanying blog post to this podcast episode, so that's obviously linked in the show notes if you want to go check it out, or you can find it via the blog section on my website, popcornandpiggy.com, because obviously I'm going to be describing these, but you might want to also visually see them and check them out, any that maybe you've never heard of, or if you just want to see cute piggy photos of long-haired piggies, obviously all that is going to be in the blog post. So yeah, I'll link all that obviously in the show notes, and of course everything will be on popcornandpiggy.com too. Now let's get into what I would call the main long-haired guinea pig breeds, because I'm going to give you some more afterwards, but I don't, like, although they're considered long-haired guinea pig breeds, they're not going to need the same amount of care that I'm going to go through the episode today. So yeah, I'm going to go through first and foremost the long-haired guinea pig breeds, like the main ones, the ones that are definitely going to need the care that I'm talking about today. And then I'm going to give you some more at the end. So the main long-haired guinea pig breeds are, in no particular order, the Peruvian guinea pig. Now, these are usually quite long-haired. Like, I'm talking like the hair comes down to the floor, and particularly if you don't cut it or anything, will keep growing and it will just look like a wig, basically. But the way you tell a Peruvian is they tend to have like a middle parting. So there tends to be obviously like a little bit of a naked line, let's say, from their head to their bum, and all the hair will kind of go like sideways from that. That's how you tell a Peruvian. Like I say, all the pictures are in the blog post, check out the blog. Next long-haired guinea pig breed, this one has kind of a few names and I'll try and explain them. So you'll there's the silky or the sheltie. Now, as far as I am aware and through all my research, this is basically two names for the same breed. This is my own Miko. If you are an Instagram follower, Facebook follower, YouTube follower, obviously anything to do with photos or video, you'll know Miko. He's my grumpy guinea pig. Gets his name obviously because he looks like a raccoon. He's kind of grey and white. He is a silky or sheltie, whichever way you want to call him. So they are long haired. They don't tend to have any parting. Like they don't have that middle parting. The hair kind of just goes all over their body and it tends to go from head to bum. But it can kind of also go sideways. But the main difference between a silky and a Peruvian is that there is no parting. And the other breed that is basically a silky, but it has an extra bit to it, is a coronet. A coronet is a silky, like I say, but they also have kind of like a crest, like a middle kind of parting on the top of their head. I don't know how to describe a crest. Like, it's basically like someone's like put like a bowl patch in the middle and all the hair kind of goes out from there, like it's a circle. I don't know, yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. Like I said, check out the photos. So yeah, my Miko is a silky. So he's one of the breeds that I have. Texel next. They are a silky and Rex mix. Now we're going to talk about Rexes later. So a silky, exactly what I've described, like no parting and all the hair kind of flows to the bum area. The difference with a Texel is it's kind of like crimped. It's a little bit wavy. Go back to the 90s where we all had crimped hair. Like it's kind of like that, like boho-esque. That's a Texel. They're so cute. Next breed. Lunkara. They are a Peruvian, so they have like the middle parting, but they tend to have curly hair, whereas a Peruvian tends to have more like straight hair. A Lunkara tends to have curly hair and like not crimped in the sense that it's all the curls are together. This is like crazy curly hair. Like imagine, I don't even know, like I tend to think that they kind of look a little bit like an old lady who's had a perm. That's the only way to describe it, but they are so, so cute. Again, all the photos will be on the website. This is so hard. next up, Merino. This is one I've never seen, but a Merino guinea pig. Again, they're kind of like a mid to long haired, curly haired guinea pig. It tends to be a wavy kind of crimped look. It's not as long as a Texel, but it's in between kind of like a short haired and a Texel kind of. It's like a mid wavy curly hair. And then the last one, but I'm going to put in a caveat here. It depends on the pig. So the last breed is a Sheba Mini Yak. You've probably heard me talk about them before because my own Finn is a Sheba Mini Yak. A Sheba Mini Yak, or they can just be called Shebas. They're a Peruvian and an Abyssinian mix. So obviously Peruvian, they have the parting and it's long haired that goes left or right. And Abyssinian is kind of like a short haired, long haired, kind of tufty, swirly pig. So obviously you can see, like, depending how much that Sheba Mini Yak has of each, like the long haired or the short haired, it can depend if they're long or short. Like if they're more Abyssinian than Peruvian, obviously the hair is going to be shorter and it's going to be a bit more tufty. Whereas if they're more Peruvian than Abby, it's going to be more long haired. And my Finn, if you want to see examples, like check out Instagram and YouTube and everything. My Finn is more Peruvian than Abyssinian. So he's long haired with like swirls and just hair that, like, that's how he got his name, Finn, because he has like three fins on his bum when he was a baby. When I was a baby, I thought he was an Abyssinian. And obviously as he grew up, he developed his long hair. So yeah, Shebas can kind of be short or long haired. Like I say, it depends how much of, and this goes for any of the ones that I've mentioned that are kind of a mix. It depends how much of the short haired pig they have and the long haired pig that they have. So So those are all the long-haired ones, hopefully. Like I say, unfortunately, I could not find like a definitive list anywhere. So hopefully those are all of them. Obviously, let me know if I've missed any and I'll add it into the blog post. But the other breeds that are kind of considered long-haired guinea pigs, but I consider them short-haired, for the reason of, like I've said, the long-haired guinea pigs, the ones I've mentioned already, are going to need the extra care that I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. But the short, kind of the short slash long-haired guinea pigs I'm now going to talk about generally don't need the extra care. They're kind of okay. They don't need like grooming and all the rest of the things I'm going to talk about. So, but they are generally, well, in some places they're considered long-haired guinea pigs. I disagree with this, but let me know what you think. So the ones I'm mentioning are Abyssinians. Again, if you're a long time Pop Corner, you will have seen Rocky, one of my first guinea pigs. Oh, he was an Abyssinian, such an Abyssinian. And basically Abbeys are, they've got like funky, like kind of like sticky up hair. And generally they can have as little or as many kind of swirls on their body. Like they call them rosettes, but realistically they're kind of like swirls of hair, where like again there's like a bold kind of very small bold patch and all the hair basically spirals out from that area. So like your guinea pig should never have bold patches, but when I'm talking about bold, I'm talking about like partings. So that's an Abyssinian. I do have a soft spot. I think most people have a soft spot for Abyssinians. They tend to be quite cheeky. But like I say, my Rocky was an Abyssinian. So I just, oh, the stories of Rocky. I have a whole podcast about that too. Anyway, the next one is a Rex. A Rex, they tend to have a very dense coat. It's very thick hair and it'll be quite short. But there'll be a lot of it. Like it'll be very, very dense, very close together. And they tend to kind of look a bit like a hedgehog, not necessarily in colour, like they can be all different colours, but they tend to have that kind of like spiky appearance. So that's a Rex. And then the last one that is kind of considered long haired, but not really, or certainly not to the same extent of the ones that I've mentioned previously, is a Teddy. And this again, I struggle to tell the difference between a Rex and a Teddy. I think I've had a Teddy as a foster that will have been blue. Again, if you are a long-term Piggy, Popcorn and Piggy follower, definitely did a YouTube video on him and he appeared on the Instagram a few times. So blue, I think, was a Teddy. He has, because he was grey, he looked like a Brillo pad. That's the only way I can kind of explain it. Like the hair again is quite like, it's not long. It's kind of like a bit longer than a short-haired Piggy, but it's not in any way long. It tends to be a bit spiky, but it's not necessarily wiry or hedgehog-like like a Rex, because it can be quite soft, and that's where Blue was. Blue's hair was quite soft. It was just a bit like wiry looking. So yeah, those are all the breeds. Like I say, all the pictures will be on the blog, so you can check them all out. But let's now go into what the extra care is for those first lot of long-haired guinea pigs that I mentioned is, because they have such long hair, they need a lot more, they're a lot more high maintenance, they need a lot more care. So let's talk about those extra care that they need. But first, as always, let's just have a mid break. I want to obviously give you the Pop Corner of the week this week, read you out their review. But first and foremost, if you have a long-haired guinea pig, or if you like long-haired guinea pigs, then you'll definitely want to check out the Popcorn and Piggy shop, because one of the new designs that came out recently is the Guinea Pig Glam Squad design. So if you are a lover of long-haired guinea pigs, or if you know the extra care, the high maintenance care and all the things in between that a long-haired guinea pig needs, then you're definitely going to love this design too. It's obviously featuring three long-haired guinea pigs. There's a hairbrush, there's a hairdryer. It's just, they look on fleek. They look amazing. Whatever you want to call it, they look amazing. Like Guinea Pig Glam Squad is just the absolute wording of what they look like. So obviously if you like long hair guinea pigs, or if you have your own, check out that design. It's available as a sticker set along with all the other designs in the new Guinea Pig Life collection, or you can obviously get it as a mug or clothing, your choice. So let's now go into the Pop Corner of the Week. Pop Corner of the Week is when I get to shout out one of you guys who has left a review on the Apple Podcast app, so that obviously I can read out your comments, your review and everything, and give you a big thanks and kind of like a virtual hug to say thanks for listening to the show. So this week's Pop Corner of the Week is the wonderful Game Smasher. Their name is on Apple Podcasts. They've put highly recommend, 5 stars. I live in Queensland, Australia, and have 2 boars. I started listening to your podcast about a week ago, and it really helped me since I'm a newbie to guinea pigs. Obsessed, and always listen when I clean my cage and going to school. Highly recommend this podcast to help with people who are new to guinea pig care and or to get to know things about them that you did not know before. So thank you very much, Game Smasher from Australia. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Happy that you are enjoying it, and obviously it's keeping you learning whilst cleaning the cage and that. Or piggy love, obviously, from us at Popcorn and Piggy HQ to you and your piggies too. If you want to be a Pop Corner of the Week in the future, obviously leave a review on the Apple Podcasts app so that I can see it. Obviously leave your name, leave your Instagram handle if you want to shout out on Instagram too. All of that is below this episode or on the podcast homepage. You can find all that information. And obviously by leaving a review, you get a chance to have a shout out in a future episode. So thank you very much, Game Smasher, again for your review. Let's now get back into this week's episode. Right, let's now talk about all the extra care that a long-haired guinea pig, obviously all the breeds that we've talked about, needs. And we're going to kind of break this down into like grooming and brushing, haircuts, barbering, and bathing. Because they need all this extra high-maintenance kind of care. So let's talk firstly about brushing and grooming. Now, generally, short-haired guinea pigs should never need to be brushed. You can if you want, and certainly it will help keep their coats kind of nice and shiny and just looking generally good. Obviously the majority of that comes from diet, so providing the best diet is first and foremost, but you can brush your short-haired guinea pigs if you want, but it's not generally needed, or usually it's not. You do get the odd one pig who needs it. Whereas long-haired guinea pigs, and like I say, especially those really long-haired guinea pigs, they will need brushing super regularly, like probably daily, if not at least every other day. My own Miko, I don't do it daily, I do it every other day, but that's more because he doesn't like it, or he pretends he doesn't like it. But generally, daily or every other day is like the minimum, and it depends obviously how long your guinea pig's hair is, how long you want to keep it, because that's another thing we'll talk about in a minute, like hair cutting, and of course just the guinea pig, like how much do they step on it, wee on it, you name it. Because the main area that you're going to have to brush daily, if not, like I say, every other day, just regularly, basically, is the bum area. And this is for obvious reasons. Like I say, pee, poop, and boy bits. If obviously it's a boy. If it's a girl, you haven't got that problem. But if it's a boy, you've also got to be aware of the boy bits. Now, daily brushing will stop the hair, especially around the bum, but just all over the body, from becoming matted, stained with pee, and of course if it gets stained with pee, it's gonna start getting smelly. So brushing every day stops the build-up, stops matting, and just generally keeps your piggy happy. So yeah, obviously this is especially important when things start to get a bit smelly for boys as well, not only just for boar glue, which, apologies if you're of a young age, but you need to know this if you're gonna look after guinea pigs. Obviously boy guinea pigs have urges just like all males, and they have semen exactly the same. So obviously if they're a long-haired piggy, then the boar glue, which it's called boar glue for a reason, because once it's hard it's not coming off anything, it can get stuck in hair. Now, funny story right now, my Finn found this out the hard way. Finn is a troublemaker. He's also a boy, and that comes with being a boy troublemaker. Like, I don't like to call him a sex pest, but he kind of is. like, we have a rainbow ball of happiness, which if you're on Instagram, you will know all about the rainbow ball of happiness. It kind of looks like a piggy bum, and that tends to please him, let's say. Now, obviously, with boys, boar glue is a factor. Now, Finn, unfortunately, on one day, got boar glue stuck on his belly. It got hard. It was in a big clump. And it got stuck to the skin as well as the hair. Now, obviously, when I found it, I couldn't get it off. Not only was it, like, if it was on the hair, I obviously could have cut it off very, very easily. But it was on the skin. So that boar glue clump had to stay on his body until, naturally, his hair, his, like, skin, obviously shed. Because guinea pigs are just the same as us. They'll shed hair, shed skin, just the same as we do. So we had to wait, and it took ages. And I've noticed that even to this day, he still has a bit of a bald patch on his belly from this incident. So obviously, long-haired piggies that are boys, you've got to be extra careful with boar glue. But the other side of it, with my Miko, who's obviously a long-haired guinea pig, he's a silky, he... And I've talked about this on the podcast before, but he himself also can get his hair stuck in his boy bits. He doesn't tend to have boar glue issues. He just tends to, like, hair just seems to get stuck in it. So on a daily basis, obviously, I have to check him out, because that would be quite painful if that's in there for a while. So if you have long-haired piggies and they're girls, be thankful that you don't have these extra things. But obviously, if you have long-haired piggies and they're boys, and maybe you didn't even know about this, then this is another reason to do daily grooming, or at least, like I say, every other day grooming, because these are other things that you need to check, because it can happen without you even noticing it. So apologies for the kind of, like, I guess to some people it could be gross, but it's just a fact of life. But yeah, something I said I was going to tell you about my experiences of long-haired guinea pig care in this video, and you've got it. So, like I say, not all guinea pigs are going to need brushing, but certainly long-haired guinea pigs are going to need brushing, and you're going to generally have to kind of do, like, a once-over kind of, like, health check almost every day. Just to check that, like, hair doesn't smell, it's not matted, it's not stuck anywhere, there's not other things stuck in it. You name it, it's just generally you're going to have to check them every day. Now, not all guinea pigs like to be groomed. I have found that generally long-haired guinea pigs tend to, like, cope with it or just put up with it better than obviously short-haired piggies. Short-haired piggies don't generally need brushing. You might have to do it every so often, but generally they don't need it. And they tend to also be more difficult because they don't need it. They know somehow. But long-haired piggies, generally, because from a young age they've been brushed, they tend to kind of, like I say, maybe they don't enjoy it, maybe some do. That I wouldn't say any of the ones that I've ever fostered or have had as part of the family have liked it. Like, certainly Miko, he's grumpy at the best of times, but if you, like, on our daily grooming session or every other day, oh, the hatred that comes out of that little face. Like I say, he's grumpy on the best of times, so it's like extra hate. But he's learnt to cope with it. Like, he knows that if, like, it gets done, he gets put it back in the cage sooner. So he kind of learns to cope with it. But I see him in the cage afterwards. Like, he does a few popcorns. So I think he likes it. He just doesn't like to let on that he likes it. And we've probably all got a few piggies like that. So yeah, they always feel better afterwards, believe me. They just might not show it. So that's all about brushing, grooming. Obviously, tools, you can generally just get, like, a pet safe kind of brush from a pet shop. Obviously Amazon sell them and things. I'll try and link to the one that I have in the blog post in case you want it. But just generally, kind of like a brush is all you need. And then obviously when it's matted, you have the choice. You can either cut out the mat. Depends how matted it is. Sometimes that's the nicest option. And obviously, if not, you can try and brush it out, but generally, and it depends on the mat, really. There's no one fit size fits all. If it's really matted, cut it out. It's going to be nicer. Your piggy is going to be in so much pain if you try and brush through it. If it's the start of a mat, then generally you can kind of brush it out. Obviously, I'm assuming that no one has show pigs. I'm not a big fan of that, sadly. No hate to anyone who does it. It's just not something that I particularly enjoy. Obviously, you're going to want to brush it probably, but if you're a kind of regular guinea pig owner, just cut it out. The hair will grow back. They might look funky for a little bit, but the hair will grow back, and it is nicer to cut out any mats rather than brush them. Obviously, if your guinea pig is getting quite a few mats in their hair, that might be a sign that you need to brush them more regularly if you're not regularly doing it, or that you kind of maybe you need to brush them twice a day. I know, I told you, long-haired guinea pigs are high maintenance. You just can't get past it. So that's all about brushing and kind of grooming. Let's now talk about haircuts. Haircuts. I'm going to leave a link in the blog post, and of course you can go to the YouTube video anyway. But one of the first fosters, I think it was actually the first, one of the first two fosters I ever had was a Peruvian guinea pig named Lawrence. You will recognise him if you've seen any of the designs in the shop, because he's kind of like, he was the first long-haired guinea pig like art that kind of was created based on Lawrence. But I also, because it was kind of my first experience and I thought it would just be funny, in a sense of just to record it as like a diary, I gave Lawrence a haircut because he came into foster and he'd been recently not abandoned, but he'd obviously been surrendered to the rescue, and his hair was so long, he just kept treading on it, and I had to give him a haircut, and it was both an enjoyable experience. Like, Lawrence was a very, very calm guinea pig. He was the first guinea pig to ever lick me and say thank you, so that was very nice. However, I felt really bad afterwards because it was a really bad haircut. So if you want to see the bad haircut, the first haircut I ever gave, there is a YouTube video of that. So I'll put it in the blog post, and like I say, it's on the YouTube channel. So poor guy, he felt so much better after because he wasn't treading on his hair, but the haircut was not that great. So apologies, Lawrence. But yeah, anyway, you can check that out. But yeah, haircuts, they're something that you're going to kind of do somewhat regularly. It kind of depends on how long your guinea pig's hair grows, and also kind of what length you or that guinea pig wants it. I generally keep Miko, like Finn's, I don't have to cut, except for his bum, probably every 3-4 months, just because because it's Finn, and like I say, he's a bit active, let's say, then I do have to cut his kind of like bum hair once it starts touching the floor, but generally he doesn't need a haircut. Miko's, however, I have to probably cut Miko's hair every month, and then I have to also give him like a beard trim, like the chin area, probably every other month, because his hair just grows so quick. So yeah, I generally cut it every month, but it depends on the pig, and obviously I prefer Miko's hair to be like a little bit shorter. It's still long haired, like believe me, it's still long haired, but I tend to have it a bit shorter, especially around his bum area, than longer, because also in the summer months, that's also going to keep him cooler as well. So depends on your style, but generally, I think every month, at least check it, like you might have to do it, but generally you want to cut obviously around the bum for all the reasons that we mentioned in the grooming section, but you might even want to do like around the legs, and like I say, I also do Miko's chin area because that boy's got a good beard on him. So that's kind of haircuts. Like I say, you can check out the YouTube video if you want to see tools that I've used. I just generally use scissors, don't use anything special. Obviously I'm really careful around the piggies, like if they don't want to know, then I won't do it that day, I'll pick another day. Like, don't ever force your guinea pig, but generally Miko just puts up with it. Like, I generally have to cut Miko's hair in like 4 different sessions, because although he'll put up with it for like 5-10 minutes, any longer than that he doesn't want to know. So I generally have to do it in like maybe 4 sessions, especially if it's his beard, because he like puts his head down so you can't even get to it. That big. Okay, so that's all about haircuts. Barbering. Now, this kind of comes under haircuts. Barbering is when either your own guinea pig is kind of like cutting their own hair, they're basically like eating it or trimming it, Or what can happen is like a cage mate can trim their hair. Now, sometimes barbering just happens. It's just a behaviour a guinea pig has. Maybe they just want to give themselves a funky haircut, or their cage mate wants to change their hairstyle. You don't know. The important thing to note, though, is it can also be a sign of illness. So I've noticed before Miko cutting his hair, and that was when they had mites. So obviously that was my indication that they needed treating. Mites are very normal. It's nothing to necessarily do with uncleanly cages. I'll do a whole episode on mites in the future, but you'll probably, as a guinea pig owner, have mites at least once. But yeah, generally, it's nothing, like, it's quite normal. It's really quite normal. So barbering, for me, was one sign that he had mites. So obviously treated him and he's fine. But it can also be, like, if guinea pigs are in pain, and again, it can be themselves or the other guinea pigs, then barbering can also just be a way that they kind of, not necessarily communicate that pain, because they don't do it with that in mind, but they kind of, they find a way of coping with the pain, and that is either cutting their own hair or cutting other guinea pigs' hair. So just be aware of that. Barbering can be normal. It can just be a behaviour, but you need to double check it, because it can also be a sign of illness, either in the piggy or in their friends. So that's that. Just wanted to put that in really, really quickly. Now, bathing. Last thing. You do not generally need to bathe your guinea pigs. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. You do not generally need to bathe your guinea pigs. Really, you should only bathe your guinea pigs if they need it, i.e. they've got an illness that needs to be treated with a wash. Obviously, this could be something fungal or parasite related, like, you name it. That would be a reason to wash your guinea pigs. But generally, you shouldn't. The only other reason that you should bathe your guinea pigs is if they are particularly soiled, i.e. they've peed on themselves, or they've got veggie juice all over them, or they've just been lying in their own pee, like, you name it, if they're just, like, soiled, if they're messy kind of thing. But now, some piggies are just like that. They're idiots, okay? There's no other reason, no other way to call it. They're just idiots. But if you are not cleaning your cage often enough, and you're bathing your guinea pigs frequently because they smell, like, guinea pigs don't smell. So it's a sign, really, that you need to clean your guinea pig's cage more often. So generally, if you're cleaning the cage regularly, like spot cleaning every day or every other day, and obviously doing a really big clean either once or twice a week, depending if you have fleece or bedding, obviously, you should never have to bathe your guinea pigs. If you are having to bathe your guinea pigs, then that's possibly a sign that you need to clean the cage out more. So, again, just wanted to put that in. Generally, long-haired guinea pigs don't need to be bathed any more frequently. You might, if obviously they are peeing on themselves in terms of their hair, but also bear in mind everything else I've said in this episode in terms of keeping the hair short, grooming it regularly. Like, bathing should be the last thing that you do. Everything else should be care-wise before, like, guinea pigs don't like water. They don't swim. Don't put your guinea pig in the bath. Don't put them in the swimming pool. Like, they don't like water. Don't know where that came from. They don't like water at all. So bathing your guinea pig can be really quite stressful. So avoid it at all costs. Only do it if they really, really need it. Now, that's all for this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Any questions, obviously you know where I am. You can find me on Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy. And of course, there's a contact form on the website as well, just in case you haven't got Instagram. I'm on Facebook as well, but I don't check that as often. So just be aware of that. Of course, if you want kind of the pictures of the guinea pig breeds and potentially a bit more information, you can check out the blog post, which I'll have linked in the show notes. And of course, you can find it on popcornandpiggy.com too. That is kind of like the hub of everything. So definitely check out popcornandpiggy.com if you haven't already. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to share it with all your friends on social media, or leave us a review in the Apple Podcast app. And of course, you can potentially become a Popcorner of the Week in a future episode. I'll see you next Thursday for another episode full of guinea pig care advice and knowledge and fun bits. So yeah, I'll see you then. Bye.